Venus, an adventure with Rocky Starr. In Vinton, Gorg and Joe fight desperately to crush the revolver. Unbeknown to them, Rocky and the others blast away out of their cell just before the ceiling crashes down. Following a stormwater tunnel, they eventually emerge near a jungle swamp that lies between them and the city. A heavy blue-tinted mist hangs over the trees. As our friends struggle through the foul-smelling mud, startled birds scream their defiance. Mitch and Marla walk together behind the others.
Come on, Marla, we're getting too far behind. I can't see Rocky.
Listen, Mitch, don't listen to my ear that way.
There is something following us.
Well, let's run after Rocky, huh?
Mitch, look. Look behind. It is a monster from the swamp.
Giggling grasshoppers. I knew some of them things would be hidden under this mud.
It is a rail.
I don't care what it is. Let's get out of here. Did you say something?
I'm frightened.
You're frightened? Chicken, I'm terrified. Let's get out of here. Where's that thing?
Rich cannot see you in the mist.
Come on, it don't sound so friendly.
It's all right back there.
I'm not sure, Roger. There's something following him. Where are you?
Right ahead of you. It's in my torch.
Holy shit, the mist seems thicker.
Rocky! Help me! Help me!
Marla! Marla, where are you?
Hey, Marla! What's happening?
I don't know. Marla's gone. I was talking to her one second, and the thing roared, and she disappeared into the mist.
Did you see what it was?
I didn't say nothing. I had a sort of heavy squelch and footsteps, and she said it was a rave or something.
You
a rave?
A rave?
Well, yes.
What's that, Jan?
It is a type of bear that has been extinct on Earth for centuries. It is sometimes closely called.
Well, let's say you breed some nice little pets up there
that has been extinct on Earth for centuries. It is sometimes closely called.
Well, let's say you breed some nice little pets up there, don't you?
Ann, back here, quickly.
Coming.
We're going after Marla.
We cannot do much, Rocky. We are unarmed, remember. And it is difficult to see in the city.
Hey, Eddie. Hey, here it is again. After us, Alan. If we hurry, it'll kill us. Rocky. I figured it all out. We're traveling round in circles.
Don't worry, Mitch. We're not.
Then where's that thing disappeared to? We've been squashing through this mud for half an hour and there's no sign of it.
Well, last time we heard the rave, it was somewhere along here.
Yeah, well, it couldn't have come this way. There's no footprints.
Well, there wouldn't be any in this mud, Mitch.
Why not?
Well, use your head.
I was forgetting that.
Yeah. Good. Wait a sec. Any of the sign of them over your way, Jan?
No, not Steve.
Well, listen, you and Ann, you better work in closer to us.
All right.
Sounding too far away.
Yeah, look, let's keep moving. We got to find Marla before it's too late.
Who the deuce fired that?
Oh, maybe something a rave or something, huh?
Say, that's hard in my eyes, Ralph.
Now, listen, Mitch, it's not the rave there, Oscar. I'm telling you, it's us.
Well, let's get out of here, eh? You took the words right out of my mouth.
Look, he just goes over. They're on our right.
This is very lovely, this is.
Come on, over to Ann and Yann. Those shots are too close for my liking. The sooner we're out of this, the better. We're not leaving the swamp until we find Marla.
Well, we can't hang around with them guns shooting at us.
Gorg must have discovered our escape, Rocky.
Oh, listen, there's no time for talking. Follow me as fast as you can. I'm not letting Gorg capture us again.
They must have seen us. Run for your lives. Run!
Run!
You're losing ground, you.
Not really, Dyer. We
don't. Oh, why must you lie? It's obvious. Ever since the rebels gained control of the arsenal, they have driven our men back and back.
I have no fear. Our men will dispose of the rebels as easily as you disposed of Rocky Starr.
You evidently have not heard the news of them.
How do you mean?
They escaped from their cell a few seconds before the ceiling cracked. The guards learned that when the ceiling was raised again and saw the hole in the wall.
I do not follow, Dyer. I thought that there was no way out of that cell.
So did I. However, it seems that there is an old stormwater tunnel that runs along one side of it. By sheer good luck, they cut their way out into that. Had they tackled any other wall, they would have walked into the arms of my guard.
And where are they now?
The last I heard, my men were pursuing them in the Pomors so at hand.
May they rot in there.
I agree with you, Joe. Could they reach Vintium, our task will become even harder. They will whip up this rabble to even greater fury.
They are rebel no longer.
Of course they are.
Have you noticed them this last hour?
Stop talking in riddles. What are you trying to say?
They are using atomic shells. Unfortunately, it is, Dyer.
But where did they get them?
Well, from the city arsenal.
I know that, you fool. But they must have artillery to fire them. From where did the guns come?
From the army, I'm afraid.
The army?
Yes, sire.
Oh, they are disinterested.
Well, it could be that they have captured a few guns.
No, they are deserting us, but why?
So they would turn traitor.
Well, I shall teach them that it does not pay. I shall destroy every man in the army, every man.
This is not the
moment. I shall make them pay for this. I shall crush them and everyone else who opposes me.
Then you had better hurry. Lose this battle and you'll lose everything.
No, I will not lose it. I promise you that. Come, you.
Where to, sire?
Back to the palace.
The palace? Our place is with the troops who remain loyal. If they see us leave, they may think we are running away,
I
too.
I have better troops than any of these idiots. Troops who will not betray nor fail me.
You mean your robot?
Yes, Majesty, dear. With him, you, I will crush this revolt within a few hours. They will trample the rebels and the soldiers to dust.
Sire, you cannot do that.
Oh, but I can and I shall. Come to the palace. I will turn my robots loose and invent them. I shall clear the streets of the city before Rocky Star and his cursed friends can reach here.
It's in that cave on the edge of the swamp.
Can you see it?
No, but it's there.
Well, I'll tell you something, pal. I'm not going inside to inquire.
It is there. I can hear it growling.
That means it has our scent in.
Well, I hope it's the Scourge mob ain't got our scent, too. They're more deadly than this thing.
Well, I wouldn't say that.
Sure they are. If we leave this web alone, it won't bother us. Can't say that for them soldiers, though.
Ah, we've left them miles behind. I do not think they will venture too near the Reyes. Mitch, most Venusians are terrified by them.
Yes, I can tell you something, Bob. They're not the only ones. What's to do, huh?
Let's take the torch.
Why?
I'm going in there after Mala.
No, Rocky.
That is my job. Again, I've told you before that I'm handling this. Now, come on, no more arguing.
Just a minute, Superboy. You can't tackle that thing without a weapon.
You seem to forget. I've got a bowie knife.
Yeah, that'll be a lot of help. That rab weighs more than a ton. One tap in the head from that and you'll sink feet into the ground.
I think I can fix it.
Stop some sense in it with six so, will you, Ann?
I tell you, we can do it.
Hey. Who's this we?
You and me.
Huh? Wait a minute. Where do I fit into this?
Oh, I'll tell you. You're the bait for my trap.
Oh, well, that's... What? Who, me? Not in your life. Rocky boy, I guess I ain't the right type of bait. He wouldn't like me at all. I'm too tough. I got
you'll be in
bone.
No danger. Have no...
No, not much. I won't. I ain't going in there.
You won't be. Quid. You won't be in any danger.
Not in your life. I refuse to go.
Now, listen.
I'm too young to die.
Wait
I
a minute.
Before.
Will you listen
I'm
to my...
I'm all skinny. Look, I got bones sticking out all over me.
Will you listen to my plan for just a moment?
All right, but it ain't going to convince me. I can tell you that right now.
All right, you're in no danger, and I'll tell you for why. This is what happened.
Yep.
I slip around to the edge of the cave out of sight. Are you with me?
Mm-hmm. Out of sight?
Yeah,
that's me.
Yes, me too. And then I entice him out into the open.
That's good. I've got a plan.
Now, wait a
minute.
Entice
him out,
now, wait a minute.
And I get away, way off, and I shoot him, huh?
Yeah, but now, wait a sec. I'll change. I'll go around the edge of the cave.
Where am I?
Well, you're back a bit, and you entice him out of the open.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. And when he comes out...
I step forward, say, howdy-do, this is Mitch Morgan. Pleased to meet you, fella.
Mitch, will you listen? Don't be a fool all your life. This is serious. Mama's in there. You seem to forget that.
All right, I don't.
All right, now concentrate.
Yeah.
Now, when he comes out, when he lumbers out, you start...
I lumber off.
No, you don't. You walk back slowly into the swamp and leave the rest to me.
I'll leave it to you, all right, pal, but I'm getting out of there so fast he won't even know I've been here.
All right. If you don't want to be in it, that's all right.
All right. You talk to me. All right. So you go in and you entice him out and I'm standing out there. Well, what happens? Suppose he attacks me. What do I do then?
I told you, you walk backwards into the swamp and you just leave the rest of me.
All right. Talk me into it.
Good.
I'll volunteer.
Right.
I'll be the bait.
Good.
It better not happen what I think's going to happen, but I'll take a chance.
Right.
But just want to tell you one thing. If that animal gets too close to me, I'll start and run and run and run, and I'll run so far that I won't stop until I reach Earth.
Mr. Craig, the cave entrance?
Yes. Red is coming out.
Can you see Rocky?
No. He is somewhere in the shrubs at the side of the cave.
There it is. Oh, it's done. It's immense.
Mitch was right. It must weigh more than a ton.
Well, it's walking slowly towards him. Oh, Mitch, run before it kills you.
Don't call out.
I can't bear to watch it any longer.
Mitch is in no danger at the moment. He may have stopped. It is bewildered by the torchlight. Mitch is shining it right into its eyes. see her swinging its huge arm? It is trying to brush away the light.
There's Rocky.
Yes. He's quite close to us.
Rocky.
Steady, Anne.
Horrible.
Rocky is only a yard or two from us. It will soon be over.
Lord, it's him. It's hurt him.
It is too late. Rocky has got him.
Dad, look! Rocky's fallen!
Look, it's got him! It's got Rocky!
Even as Dan speaks, the great lumbering monster attacks Rocky, knocking the knife out of his hand. It picks him up in its arms and begins crushing the life out of him. What will happen? Is there any hope for Rocky? Can Mitch reach him in time to help? There is excitement ahead in the next exciting episode of the Rocky Star Adventure, Destination Venus!